Lone Star Audio presents Blue-Blooded Vamp by Jay Wells, narrated by Cynthia Holloway.
Chapter 1. The St. Charles streetcar lumbered its way toward the Garden District like a mourner in a funeral procession. The rocking motion should have soothed me, but I was pretty sure I was beyond ever relaxing again. Adam sat next to me. His warm hand on my leg helped dispel some of the chill. He wore his trademark brown duster and heavy boots. The goatee and muscled frame added to his general air of menace, but the mage's real danger lay in his ability to wield magical weapons. In addition to being my partner, he was also my... boyfriend? No, to high school. Lover? Ugh. Consort? Meh. I guess when it came down to it, he was just my Mancy, plain and simple. And his presence had become as critical to my equilibrium as gravity or blood. So when he'd insisted on coming with me to Aaron Zorn's house, I hadn't refused. However, we'd opted to leave Giggle behind at Madame Zenobia's voodoo apothecary. Some situations just demanded a distinct lack of mischief demon. Besides, staying back gave my minion a chance to mend fences with his friend Brooks, a changeling who had stormed out of New York a few days earlier after a nasty argument with Giggle about his lifestyle choices. To say I wasn't looking forward to our errand was the understatement of the millennium. Not only would I have to recount the shitty news of recent events in New York, but I also knew the favor I'd come to ask of Aaron Zorn might get a door slammed in my face.